is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Lord, now thank you. As we come now to your preached word, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that may rightly divide the word of truth. Not that I be glorified, but all glory is given unto you. We leave better than when we came because we've heard from you, O God. Bless all of our bereaved, our sick and shut in. Father, we know you can, we know you will. Give us the patience to wait on you. Father, when you come to our rescue, we know deliverance is in your hand. We thank you. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. In the book of 1 John, the book of 1 John, first, second, and third John is, if you're in Revelations, you're just a page away. Just go back a couple pages. 1 John chapter 5, commencing at verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. I want to talk about a guaranteed victory. Thank you, Hershus. Guaranteed victory. There are not many things in life that we can guarantee. We cannot guarantee that we'll be here tomorrow. When we cannot guarantee that the sun will shine all this day. But there is something that we can guarantee, that God will never let us down. One thing we can guarantee, that he will see us through. And I'll borrow a page from the old warriors. Another thing he will guarantee, he will take care of his own. Some may be sitting out there saying, Pastor, I kind of disagree with you. Because if God guarantees these things, then why have we lost loved ones? Well, his guarantee still stands. Even after death, he prepared a home for those that died. He guaranteed that. For those that had trust and faith in him. And we who die in the Lord rest in the Lord until Christ comes back again. Can I give you another guarantee? If you don't accept Jesus as your personal Savior, hell will be your home when death invades your body. Let me just take it a step further. You might not shout on this one. I can guarantee you this. It doesn't make a difference how many times you come to church and how many times you can quote scripture. I can guarantee you this. If you hate your brother, you're going to miss heaven. God said, how can you love me whom you have not seen and hate your brother who you see every day? Now, you can hate a brother's way. You can hate how he, the direction that he or she is going in, but you can't hate them as a person and love God the same way. When we look at the word guarantee, it's a noun. It means a promise of assurance that a certain condition will be fulfilled. And when you look at the law standpoint of guarantee, it means to pay another person's debt. That means to perform another person's obligation in case of default. And Christ did that for all of us. He guaranteed salvation would be available by dying in our place. Some of you really take the cross too simple. We should have been on that cross. God could have been done with us. But then sin demanded bloodshed. And Christ said, instead of shedding their blood, let me go down and shed my blood in their place. That's why when somebody talks about how good Jesus is, I've got to shout out. I've got to say something, because he took my place. I'm the one that did God wrong. I'm the one that disappointed God. I'm the one, I guess I'm by myself. I'm the one that God frowned on. But what can wash away my sins? Nothing. That's a guarantee. But the blood, Jesus. I came here this morning to tell somebody, you're going to win. Matter of fact, not that you're going to win. You are guaranteed to win. You cannot lose, no matter how powerful and how strong your opponent may seem to be. No matter what tricks he may pull. No matter the advantages you may feel that he has over you. I come to tell you this morning, you've already been declared the winner. And I don't understand for the world of me why children of God walk around like losers. You're walking around with your arms folded like you a loser, head hanging down, sitting on the pew, won't even give God a praise because you're worried about a bill that's due next week. You're not a loser. I declare you a winner. And it's time for you to unfold your arms. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your voice and say, we win. Brother Kelly and I, we're big boxing fans. And we get together and we watch the fights all the time. Big boxing fans. And when I was meditating on this text, I thought about boxing. Most fighters don't know who's going to win until the fight is over. Unless the fight been set up. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying. If one fighter is paid off, he's paid off to take a dive in the third round. So both fighters goes in knowing that the fight is fixed. Y'all wanna get what I'm saying? One fighter goes in knowing he's gonna lose. The other fighter goes in knowing he's gonna win. Y'all missing it. Can I tell you? This fight with Satan is fixed. When we get in the ring, he already know he's going to lose. When we get in the ring, we already know we're going to win. Because God have already fixed this fight that Satan will lose. So when I get in the ring, even before the first punch is thrown, I'm declared the winner. So. I know it may not make sense to you right now. But from a God perspective, victory is not determined by the outcome, but it's by the income. You see, the problem with us, we determine victory by outcomes. If I get through this, then I'm victorious. If I get over this, then I'm victorious. What if you don't get through it? What if you never get through dealing with it? You can still say I'm victorious because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You won the fight even before you threw the first punch. And I don't know, my brothers and sisters, what battle you are facing right now. I don't know what the enemy might have raised up against you right now. I don't know what the devil is trying to do in your life right now. I don't know what mountain is standing in your way right now, but I came to tell you, no matter who or what you are facing, the answer is you are more than conquerors. You are already the winner. The world determines victory by what's going on and not going on around them, but we determine victory about how God can pull us through while we in. Is there anybody can testify and say, I've been in the mess, but I still felt victorious. Laying on the hospital bed, but I still felt victorious. Friends turned around and walked away, but I walked with my hand raised because I was declared the winner. Some of you determine victory by the absence of external conflict. You say I'm victorious because I never have to deal with anything. Not dealing with something doesn't mean you are victorious. See, victory, the stamp of victory means that I'm dealing with it, but I'm going through it. And then I have a mentality like the three Hebrew boys. If God decides not to bring me through it, I will still serve him. Let me bring it in layman's term. Let me give you. Y'all want a taste of victory? First of all, let me ask you a question. How many in here are going through something right now? Come on, be real. How many? I know whatever you're going through, but you're going through something. Let me show you how you can still be victorious. Praise him anyway. I have my heartbreak, but God, here it is. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but God, here it is. I haven't heard the report yet, but God, here it is. Don't know how I'm going to pay them bills next week. I got repossession notes on my table, but God, here it is. God determines victory about what's going on inside of us. So let's look at this. Three things as I look at guaranteed victory. Verse 4 says, for whosoever is born of God, or whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. If I'm going to have guaranteed victory, then number one, I must be dedicated. All right. Yeah. Let me say it again. Whatsoever is born of God. So if I'm born again and I'm born of God, then I am dedicated to the will, word, of God. That means that I won't let nothing distract me from what God wants me to do. Yes, Satan brings things into your direction just to distract you from what God really wants you to do. But you have to be dedicated and say, I'm committed to do God's will. Let me make it simple for you. How many caught a little taste of hell before church this morning? I wish I had somebody to testify. Let me say it again. How many caught a little taste of hell before church this morning? But you made it here anyway because you was dedicated to give God what you owe him. Let me share my own personal experience. Just yesterday, I locked my keys in the car in the driveway of my house. Called Papa Lock, and for some reason, their number was disconnected. I was upset, and I'm, Lord, what's going on? Even went through the old school, Brother West, got the hanger, and I. But these modern cars, you can't do that. So I was upset, and I was angry. I said, ah, look at it. But you know, my wife said, baby, look, it's in the driveway. Y'all just miss your praise cue. You didn't lock out 20 miles from home. The car's still in the driveway. See, I had victory and didn't know victory was sitting right there in the driveway. And guess what, Brother Cooper? Got up this morning, called Papa Lock, and they answered. God was showing me while I was studying the text, even though you parked in your driveway, victory is still yours. You might not have the keys. They may not be maybe locked in the car, but at least you know where they are. When we get God's word in our heart, it produces an attitude. We have an attitude and a commitment and a mental dedication and position regardless of what we are facing. We are more than conquerors. How many know that we can do all things through Christ? How many know no weapon formed against me shall not prosper? I just believe somebody is getting an attitude adjustment right now. And then when you get an attitude adjustment, you start praising God regardless of the circumstance. So when people on your pew are tired and aggravated and agitated because of your praise and they ask you, why are you doing all this? Tell them, I got an attitude. Why are you screaming out like that? Because I got an attitude. Why you feel you got to jump up every time the preacher say, gee, I got an attitude. Victory begins with a decision. And the decision is to believe that God told you the truth. Isaiah 53:1 said, who have believed our report? To whom have the arm of the Lord been revealed? Look at the text. It says, for who that is, whatever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So not only if I'm guaranteed victory, I got to be dedicated, but then number two, I got to be determinated. I've got to be so determined that I won't let nothing turn me around. Y'all, watch this. Gonna bless you. Victory is not a one-time experience. Victory is a way of life. It is a spirit that is born in us. That's what the Bible said. This is the victory that overcometh the world. And see, we are in a battle every day of our lives. Let me say it again. We are in a battle every day of our lives. Victory is the spirit of perseverance. Victory is the spirit that stands at the door and knocks even though there is no answer. Victory is the one that keeps you on your knees when you still don't feel your prayer has been answered. Victory is the one that keeps you singing and praising God when you should have been giving up and having pity parties. Victory is the one that kept me preaching even when the pews were empty for 17 months, declaring that he is the way, the truth, and the life. I wonder, can anybody really experience victory? Victory is when everybody have turned away and walked away from you, left you standing all by yourself, and you're still leaning and depending on God. Victory is you applying for the position on your job and people trying to pull you down, but at the same time, God is pulling you up. I wish I had somebody to testify and say, victory is a way of life. And I have to be determined to keep pressing on. For every problem, God gives us a promise. Victory is the faith that clings to God's promises until the problem is defeated. See, you have thought victory. You had the wrong idea about victory. You thought victory meant that when it's all over and I stand with my hand, that's not really victory. Victory is being in the middle of it and still got your hands raised. Victory is when you can't see no way through, but you keep on walking anyway. Victory is the way when you're darkened days, but you still see a light at the end of the tunnel. See, everybody that's jumping up in the church and prays, I'm not troubled free. They're not trial free, but they feel victory inside of them. They feel God standing right there with them, fighting the battles for them. Is there anybody can testify and say, hell is all around me, but God is still standing with me? See, victory is not based on people, because people sometimes can stand in your way of victory. You know, to really get some good victory, you got to let some folk go. You got to look at some people and say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, the Lord give it, but I take it away. Amen. I wish I had somebody to testify. Some people you got to walk away from. You don't need to be around some people that's always bringing you down. Don't lie in the church. How many times the phone ring? You say, oh, no, I'm not answering this today. Oh, this been a good day. God's been too good to me. I'm not finna deal with this foolishness today. I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to return the text. I'm not going to return the call, because I don't have time for this foolishness. And if you haven't experienced, maybe you the one was calling and didn't get the answer. Victory is not never going through a trial. Victory is going through it and trusting God anyway. For we know that all things work together to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Job said it like this: the Lord knoweth the way that I take, and when I'm tried, I shall come forth as gold. In other words, Job was saying, when it's over, it's going to be better for me. How many done really been through something? And while you were in it, you were complaining and you were whining. But when God brought you out of it, you said, Lord, I'm glad you brought me through this. Now my praise is just a little different. Now my worship is just a little harder. I needed to go through this to appreciate you more, God, because I took you for granted. Guaranteed victory. I got to be dedicated. I've got to be determined. But then look at verse 5. Who is he? Y'all ready? That overcometh the world. But he that believeth, that Jesus is the Son of God. So not only will I be dedicated and determined, but then when it's all over, I will be delivered. Watch this. I stop by to tell you, I don't care what you're facing. Faith have already fixed it for you. Watch this. Faith have not lost a battle from Genesis to 2021. So y'all stopped at Revelation. No, to right now. Faith have not lost a battle. Believing faith have never lost a battle. You got to have so much faith in God regardless of what you face. Many of us walked in here, sat on these pews without checking them. Just believed they're going to hold you up. Now, this is an object that's made by the hands of man, and man's hands are flawed. He could have perhaps forgot to put a bolt in one place or a screw in another place that when you sat down on it, you could have fell to the floor. But you had so much faith in it. You want to know why? Because you've sat there before. And if it held you up before, you believe it's going to hold you up now. So if God have held you up in the past, why you don't think God can hold you up right now? If God have fed you in the past, why you think God can't feed you now? If God have clothed you in the past, why you think God can't clothe you now? Can I bring it further? The knuckleheads that walk away from you and God comforted you in the past, why you got to run behind that Negro now? The same God that comforted you back then will comfort you right now. I don't care what the devil does. I don't care what he throws at me. I'm going through. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley in the shadows of death. David said, I fear no evil. Here it is, y'all. Y'all ready? I ain't gonna fear it because you with me. You didn't keep me from the valley. You with me in the valley. You didn't move me away or move the valley from me, but you came through the valley. And while you were there, you were the rod and staff that comfort me. It may look bad right now, but somebody ought to be happy that the fight is fixed. The devil is going down. How many know he's going down? He might not go down in the first, the second, the third, or the fourth round, but before it's over, he's going to get his 10 count. And your hand will be raised in victory. I'm a child of God, and I believe that my God is able. And as I leave you this morning, look at verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. So if you need somebody to give you some proof that you got victory, verse 8 says you've got three witnesses. You've got the spirit, the water, and the blood. And when I look at the blood and the water, it is connected to ritual sacrifice. When I look at water and spirit, water is used as a symbol of the Holy Ghost and baptism. My Lord, and when I look at the blood, my Lord, it's the blood that covers a multitude of sin. So in verse 8, I've got three witnesses to assure me that victory is mine. The water, Jesus was baptized. The blood, Jesus, he died on the cross. The spirit, Jesus said, when I leave, I'm going to send a comforter to you who can lead and guide you. And I wonder, is there anybody here that thank God for the three witnesses? With water, he cleanses me. With his blood, he saves me. With his spirit, he guides me. And that's why I came here this morning with victory in my praise, with victory in my voice, with victory in my hand.